5, 4, 3, 2.
Yo, what up, guys? It is group 4 with today's Downstream with DBTV. So basically, Downstream with DBTV is where every week, each group would do a podcast talking about their interest in movies, TV shows, games, and albums. So today we have our members, Sarah. Introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Sarah, and I'm going to recommend you guys a movie.
Okay. We got Thomas. Introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas, and I'm going to recommend you guys a show.
All right. Sounds good. We got Janelle.
Hey, guys. I'm going to be recommending an album today.
And last but not least, we got me. I'm Alex. I'm doing the games. So first, we're going to start off with Sarah, who's going to be talking about her movie. So, you know, get on to it.
Let's get it going.
So the movie I'm going to be recommending you guys is this movie called Inception. Inception is basically about this guy named Dom Cobb, who is played by Leonardo DiCaprio. He has this rare ability to enter people's dreams and basically steal their secrets from their subconscious. It's really dope, and I do think you guys should definitely give it a watch. So we're going to play a quick clip from the movie or trailer.
Okay.
Of the dream. We bring the subject into that dream, and they fill it with their secrets.
Then you break in and steal it.
Well, it's not strictly speaking legal. It's called Inception.
There you guys go. Yeah, it's definitely a cool movie. It definitely caught my interest.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are in AP Psych this year, but that's where me and Sarah first watched this, and it was really cool. It's kind of about dreams and how dreams work.
Yeah, the first time I think I saw this, I was like 10, and it was like so trippy. Like I didn't even know what was going on.
Oh, y'all watched it?
Yeah.
I guess,
you're the only one?
You did it, bro?
Wait,
you
have? I'm taking AP Psych this year, so I'm assuming that I'm going to be watching it.
Is Gorski like showing you guys movies like that this year?
Nope.
Oh. I don't know if you're going to miss out.
Dang. That's unfortunate.
That's really good, though. Me and Sarah have watched this like 3 times together just because we like find something new about it each time.
All right, I guess I should give it a shot.
Yeah, this movie, it reminds me of, you guys know Tenet? You guys know the movie
Tenet?
Yes,
it's the one that just came out recently, right?
Yeah. Have you guys watched it?
I haven't heard of that.
Oh, because like, if you like Inception, it's kind of like, it's like Tenet. It's very similar. There's like a plot and like, it's very trippy in a way, like different dimensions and, yeah, I think you guys should check it out. And our viewers, of course, as well.
Awesome. Is that all you have to say, Sarah? Are you done?
Yeah, I just recommend you guys to go watch it. It's worth it.
All right. That's awesome. All right, next up, we got our boy Thomas, who's going to be introducing his TV show. Get on ahead.
All right. So I'm going to be introducing to you guys a show called The Quintessential Quintuplets, and it is a anime, if you don't know, and it's about a high school student, Futaro Usugi, who is hired as a private tutor for a group of quintuplets. So you have Ichika, Nino, Miku, Yotsuba, and Itsuki, and they perform rarely poorly academically. So the plot is that he comes into their life and to like tutor them, and you know, the friendship, you know, comes together. So like, that's what I'm watching right now. And you know, you could stream this anywhere, like Crunchyroll, Funimation, illegal websites. I don't know if you want to do that, but it's out there. And it's still going. And I've been watching it with my friends, and I really think you guys should check this out. Have you guys have you guys watched any anime?
No, I was actually gonna say I've always wanted to get into anime, but I don't really know where to start. And like there's hella different genres, and
you just gotta start. It don't matter.
Oh, I'm telling you, my boy.
I heard it's like life-changing though. Like people really love anime.
I'm telling you, it's good. Like I know some people clown and say, "Oh, you watch anime? That's weird." But like, bro,
I'm telling you,
you gotta like get past that like that language barrier and like subtitles. Like it's good. Like people say like, "Oh, it's cartoon. It's weird. It's childish." But no, I'm telling you, anime sometimes it can be like that little good kid like cute stuff. Or it can be gory and crazy, but like sometimes the gory and crazy things are good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, and like you can cry from it, you can laugh from it, you can get angry watching it, you can get happy, you get all the feelings from watching anime.
I think it's just weird from like an American standpoint, because like when how I grew up, you know, if I've been watching like I watch like cartoons, that's like when you're a kid and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like when you get introduced to anime. And adults are making these for like adults and teens, then I guess people think it's for kids and stuff, but you know, it's for everyone. It's really, it's not.
I think
I've only watched one, like with my cousin, and it was like the beginning of Death Note. And I know like Alex, didn't you do like a Death Note Friday special for us?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah. So that was like the only one that I ever really watched a little bit of. And it was cool, honestly. That's why I was like, maybe I should like get into this.
You must. It is a must. I'm telling you, I think when you watch anime, it's going to change your life. For the better.
That's what people say. And I'm like, oh, is that good?
It's true. It's good. It is good.
Like, damn. Isn't there like good ones on Netflix too?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good on Netflix, but sometimes Netflix like it does not help. Like it doesn't clutch up sometimes. So you gotta like either gotta pay for like a subscription to watch. But sometimes, you know me, I'm broke. It's like I don't got a job, I don't got money coming out. So I watched it illegally. Like it's not good, but you gotta use, you know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. I watch shows illegally too. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like we're from the dumps. And so like we gotta use what we got. But
and if you're getting into anime, like you don't have to watch subtitles. There's like dub versions.
But so like isn't dub versions like hella looked down upon?
It's not good.
Like
but
people always say it's that.
Not a forte, dude. But
you don't get that same like that oomph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes dub is like it's like kind of messed up. Like they say something, it's like what?
Mm-hmm. Also, like I used to watch like K dramas with my stepmom and. Whenever it was dubbed, like the voices would just be hella weird and it would throw me off. So I would honestly prefer watching with subtitles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So all you got today, Thomas Chan? You got some more?
Yeah, I got some more. Like if you're starting, with anime, then like you should really start with a studio called Studio Ghibli.
Oh, okay. Is that considered anime? Because I've watched a couple movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the really popular ones. Oh, cool.
Yes.
So those are really good starters. Make movies?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like different companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're really known. So, yeah.
I feel like they're one of the more popular ones, like in America.
Yep. I think that's all I have for today. So, Alex?
All right. That's amazing. Thank you, Thomas, for your influential words today. Now we got person number three. We got Janelle, you know, talking about albums. So carry on.
Okay. So an album I'm going to recommend today is Fine Line by Harry Styles. And I don't know if it's like much of a recommendation because it's pretty popular. Like, I'm pretty sure he won something for this, but it was made in 2019 and it's considered a pop album, but it's honestly like heavily rock influenced and it's not pop to me, but it's labeled as pop on Apple Music. But it's on Apple Music, Spotify, it's Harry Styles, so it's going to be on every platform really. And yeah, this is a little snip from it. This is from a song called She. It's one of my favorite songs by him. And he's like damn near like my favorite artist of all time. Like I've been with him since One Direction. So yeah, there's a little clip from She here.
All right, let's play it.
Yeah, I chose like a little part of that instrumental. That instrumental lasts like a whole 4 minutes and it's literally just a whole guitar solo. And it's like my favorite part of the whole album, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know if you guys like rock music like that, but like I really have been into classic rock really. And it's a lot of that type of stuff. So like, it's really cool that Harry like also is like influenced by classic rock. And that's why like I like him even more now, like as a solo artist.
Okay.
Ah, I dig it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys listened to this album at all?
Yeah.
I know Sarah, you have, of course.
Is Watermelon Sugar? Is that from
the album? I only know Watermelon Sugar.
Yeah, it's in the song.
Yeah, that song's gas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's about it.
The fact that this is a whole 7 minutes is just amazing. Because like songs nowadays are so short.
For real.
Only like a minute or like two.
Yeah, I feel you. Okay. Yeah. So like what type of vibe, like when would you like say would you hear this song in like in the car, like trying to drive? Like
this
what
is,
would the occasion be?
Okay. I don't know about like what occasion. I don't know. Like you can't play this like with just anyone low-key, because not everyone likes this type of music. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say like in a car, like when you're with your friends that like Harry Styles. Like me and my friends get lit to this for
when
sure.
You pass the aux, you know, just put on some Harry Styles.
It is, and it's
absolutely.
You guys just singing in the car, just like feeling the vibe. Like
no, me,
the highway.
Okay, me and Sarah literally like headbang to this whole instrumental. Like, no joke. Okay. Like I swear.
Yeah.
Like, right. I don't know if you guys like guitar like that, but.
No. I love that. I love that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. But, all right, I dig it. I don't know. I've never gone around like I think this type of like music, but like, I'm always open to like listening it. So maybe I'll give it a try.
There's a lot of people that are like so against opening up to more genres of music.
It's like why? Like you gotta open your palate and start like
respect like, it, you know, bro. You gotta
see new
things. Like if you don't like it, you gotta respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, honestly, like,
that's what really matters.
And there's just, there's just like so much genres out there for you not to expand your music taste, honestly. Exactly. Like why limit yourself?
Yeah, like you only live once, so like
just like experience it all. But yeah, I would say definitely like if you guys want, like listen to this song fully, because this song is just so good. It's like one of my favorite songs of all time.
Awesome. I'll do that. Maybe tomorrow. For sure. I'm about to get some food with my friends tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like get some food, go in a car. Like, you know, we're safe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, respectfully. Yeah. And maybe I'll play this in the car and then, you know, we'll see how we feel about it. And then we'll give a report back.
Afterwards. Shoot. Okay.
Yeah. You know, respectfully give back a report on how we feel.
Yeah. Text me about it.
Awesome. Anything else anyone like to add? Awesome, guys.
I think that's it.
It's awesome. Okay.
How do y'all feel since we're on that, you know, music topic? Have you guys heard of that new song Peaches with Justin Bieber, Daniel Caesar?
That song is so good, bro.
That's like new Justin. Like this is
I actually love his like this era of Justin.
This vibe, it's got that vibe going.
Mm-hmm. Man, I feel like he's coming back. You guys think so?
Yeah, I think like the collaboration he made, like with that song with like Giveon and like Daniel Caesar,
Bro,
that's like,
come on,
mind breaking.
Come on,
like me and my friends, we were hearing this thing. Like it was like what I think like. Two in the morning.
It was like two. Like,
we heard it, and we heard it come out. We're like, "Yo, let's play this!" And we started listening. We're like, "Yeah!" We started going, and the next thing you know, like we're in the car, and we like started blasting this thing through like windows down and started listening. Like, it's so good. It's like such a good song. Like, what a great collaborate, man.
For real. Speaking of collaborations, do you guys listen to Bruno Mars?
Yes. Oh my God. Oh, so excited.
Leave the Door Open.
Okay.
Oh,
that
man.
Song is damn near.
So gas. In the car, too.
Like, for real. Like,
sometimes you like, Bruno Mars got that voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that type of voice that you can't sing. So, like, when you sing it and you sound terrible, but it's okay because, like, it's Bruno Mars.
Exactly.
And it's like all the vibes. And it's like so different from like how he usually sings with his songs, like how he used to be like, it was like more of like a soulful, like open tone, but now it's more like a raspy. And it's like, oh, okay.
Man. And his music sounds like it came straight out of like the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah. I feel you on that one. It's like so, oh man.
Man.
I'd sing right now, but like,
sing.
I'm trying to keep the podcast like.
Bring it out. Okay.
Sing then.
I can't do it. I can't do it, y'all. I can't
do
it.
Tune one, bro.
Another day when we see each other in person, everybody.
Damn.
For now, we gotta take it easy, you know what I'm saying? It's awesome. All right. Any other words anybody like to add on to?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great song, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we're going to the next one. All right.
Okay.
I guess last but not least is gonna be me.
Who?
I'm Alex. Sorry. I'm gonna talk about games. And today I decided to talk about the game Overwatch. Okay. Overwatch is able to be played on the PlayStation 4, I think, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and the PC, like Windows. I don't know about Mac because Mac can't really run stuff that's games, but besides the point, the game was released in 2016, I believe, and it's like a type of like first person shooter game that like resolves like different modes, and like basically the principle is like designed around squad based combat with like two sides that have a max of six players, and it's a multiplayer game. You can play with your friends, you know. I think you should play with your friends because if you play by yourself, it's kind of sad. But besides the point.
Hey, but that's okay too. If you play by yourself,
you can play by yourself.
You meet new people on the servers, and like, you know, you create friends, bro.
Yeah, my fault, guys. I didn't mean it like that.
Nothing
but that. I was just saying. I'm sorry, guys. Forgive me.
It's all good.
Basically, it's a very fun, fast-paced game that revolves around a lot of team combat skills and good decision making with good communicative skills. Because that is what wins the game when you play. Because hear me out. All right.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at this game. I'm not gonna lie to you. But because I suck at it so bad, I play it even more. And I still lose. But
bro, it's not about whether you succeed, bro.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not about whether you win or lose. It's about whether you're having fun playing with your friends. And if you're not having fun playing with your friends, then stop playing the game. Because the moral of everything you do, you play, you want to play for the fun, not about whether you're winning or you're losing. I mean, winning feels good, right? Like nobody wants to lose ever. But you're like, you can't lose the value of always trying to win. It's about how you play with your friends. And because friends is like, you know, it's what makes it fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And today I'm gonna play a little clip for y'all. Y'all can't see it, but y'all can hear it. So Thomas, roll the clip.
All right, let's go right here.
Gone down. He may have actually fallen to some AoE damage from aggression or hyperspheres. Either way, Violet was able to find Gargoyle. Now Bomb goes in. He burns down awfully fast. And our son is set up now to do some damage. Get impressive though. Oh no! BQB!
Today. Trying to find an angle, tries to get it around the corner. No. Does not work. This time Ons gets the better of Baby Bay though.
Yeah. With that fight out, and he has the
Okay, basically that was a clip of like one of the crazy plays of the game. Sorry you guys can't see it, but You know, it's right. unfortunate, but yeah, I think it's a fun game. But, you know, it's so fast paced. Like sometimes when I'm playing, I get a headache because like everything is so fast. Like you got to move, look up, right, up, yeah, what?
So much
up,
going
down, on. Left, right, behind you, in front of you, under you, yeah. above you. You're flying around.
Yeah.
Like, it is a crazy game. Like me and Thomas, we playing and like with our friends and like we're screaming at like, sometimes when we're playing in the night, we're like screaming and then like, I get in trouble. Like my mom, she'd be like yelling at me. She's like, why are you yelling in the middle of the night? I'm like, bro, I'm sorry. Like this is the game. But it's, I think it's a fun game. It's crazy. You like scream, like Thomas screams, my friends scream. Like, we're like animals. We're like animals when we play this game. But yeah, I think it's a fun game to play. Yeah.
It looks like hella chaotic.
Yes, it is. Chaotic. Yeah.
It's going to make you have a migraine.
Or what, but.
Dude, like, bro, you get a fat headache playing this game. I don't know what to tell you, but like, it's fun.
No, me and you.
What was that?
We should get into video games,
man. Let's
do it. You guys
play on the PS5.
You know any games?
Oh, me,
Janelle, Sarah.
I play. Oh shoot.
Is that?
Sorry. We have some technical difficulties. Oh, please stand by.
Are we back?
All right, we're back. We're back. All right, what was that, Sarah?
I have a little brother, and he does play video games. Sometimes we play Mortal Kombat.
Ooh, violent.
Yeah, sometimes we play. Oh my god, have you guys heard of that game, Little Nightmares?
Oh yeah.
I have not heard of
okay,
it.
Well, okay, well, I was just scrolling on TikTok one day, and this guy had his live stream. And I don't know why I kept watching it, but it caught my attention. And I literally went to his YouTube and I watched the whole thing.
It was like a movie, right?
Lying.
It was like edge of your seat. Wait, was vibes. It
like a stream?
It's like this whole story part, but it's like this kid and basically the villains are adults. Oh, but the ending, like it has a huge plot twist.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, like I'm not into video games like that, but I have no idea what compelled me to do that.
Get the game.
It's crazy how like
start playing
games. They act like movies, you know, in a way. Like the story, it just takes you on like a ride. All right.
Yeah. I feel you. Let's see. Any other games y'all know y'all want to talk about? If so, speak now.
I don't really know any games like that. Like, I have three little brothers and they all play, but I have no idea what they play, honestly. And, yeah, like, sometimes, yeah. like, when I'm with my guy friends, I kind of just watch them play, like, this zombie game and, like, GTA. But yeah, that's kind of all that I know.
You got to get into games. Games are pretty fun. I hear me out. Like, you know, some people say, games are weird.
Games are for nerds.
I don't think anybody has said games are weird. If you say games are weird, bro, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
And it don't even have to be video
Sorry,
games.
I don't know what to tell you. But
I know.
Just play games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. Board games.
PC, sports. Phones.
True. I feel like guys spend like so much money on their setups though.
What?
Like, yeah. I don't know if you guys have like a big setup, but why are they like so expensive? Like a chair is like $200.
I don't know, bro.
For real, like a keyboard.
It's cosmetic.
It's also
the
aesthetic.
I'm not knocking it though.
Yep, aesthetic.
Cosmetic. Dude,
for real. Dude, some of them are just like for the look. Some are not. Like, I don't know, like, so like, you know, building like a computer, like right now in this like very moment is so expensive because like building all the parts since like COVID and like everyone's like wants to use a computer, the like prices of everything has skyrocketed. Like there's this little part of a PC that used to be like 200, 300 because of COVID, it's all sold out and people are selling it for like $1,000, making so much profit off of it.
Bro, you know,
PC is so expensive. It's
you know what
so
I don't get? Now. I'm gonna nerd out real quick, but like a PC, like just to play like a $60 game, you're gonna need like a probably 15K like PC, and while you could just buy a console for like
not 15K.
$60 game? Bro. And you can just buy a console.
15K
for like,
is 15,000, Thomas.
Oh, 1,500. Sorry, I don't know.
No, 1.5.
You're spending
1.5.
1,500.
So, dude, you said
1,500.
Yeah.
And yeah, you got consoles. Oh, man, like,
I was about to say.
You got to scare the viewers, man. Our price is about
I know, but buy a console, man.
I was like, oh, I don't know. Is that expensive?
It's pretty expensive. Thomas is having internet issues.
Oh, what? Yeah, I thought you were talking.
Never mind. My fault, guys. Thomas, you can continue on your conversation. What did you have to say?
Nah, I'm good.
All right, my fault. I guess is all we have for today, assuming. Is anybody else have anything else to add? If so, speak or forever hold your peace.
Oh, are you guys or any viewers, are you going on hybrid or online for school?
They chose
back. Did you guys hear?
Oh, actually, yeah, they just sent something out today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah. There's actually no choice anymore.
Oh, yeah, right. So it's back to online?
Yeah, it's just everyone's gonna be online.
Let's go.
That's respectable, because I'm not gonna be able to go. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back either.
What if I could? You know, like, because like I don't got the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we don't got the vaccine and we're going back to school, like I understand like the wearing the mask and stuff, but like if you think about it, like a lot of people are gonna go back to school, and like you know it's like still pretty big. So I don't know about going back.
Yeah,
chances of getting like sick is still pretty high.
Yeah,
honestly. And like I don't know if you guys heard what it would be like in person, but the way that Brentwood is doing it, I guess, is like everyone in school is still on their computers and the teacher teaches like the class online, because from the kids that stayed home they teach the class online, like, and the kids in the classroom. Like, it's super weird. Like, basically, they're still teaching on the computer for all the kids that are at home.
That is...
It's super weird.
Like, going to school to go on the computer and...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, just stay home, dude. Like, what?
It's so weird. And, like, kids... Yeah, I don't know.
It's like defeating the purpose. So, you go to... So, you basically... At online... Say you're at home, right? And you're online using the computer. So, you basically... If you go hybrid, so you're just going to school using the computer... And watching the teacher use the computer to teach other kids that are on computers. So I think it's weird. That's like
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so stupid.
I don't understand. That's just our viewpoints, viewers. If you guys have something else.
Yeah, that's just this.
Bro, that's your problem. This. Not ours. I'm sorry, bro.
Or if you're not even in school and you're like, you know, an adult, then it's something to know about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
You know what? Just end school. Just end school.
Just don't go to school.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys get to go back like better, in like better conditions your senior year though.
Sorry guys.
I really hope that for you guys though.
You're not making it, Alex? You're not making it?
I'm not making it, bro. I'm about to be class of 23.
Don't say that. Hey,
honestly, I'm in prospects right now. I'm not even.
Dude, I'm about to get held back. You know what? That's a conversation for another thing.
Okay, yeah, let's not get into that.
Yeah, we talk about good vibes. You know what I'm saying, guys? Good vibes.
I'm sorry.
on a positive note.
We're gonna end on a positive note. So, Thomas, if you don't mind, roll the outro.
Yup, right.
Run the clip. All right. Hey. Thank you, guys. Everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's Downstream with DBTV with Group 4 with our members. Sarah, Thomas, Janelle, and I, Alex. We very much appreciate you guys, and we hope you guys all have an amazing Friday. Enjoy your spring break, and hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.